If you're ready to give up on the GRE or give up on standardized exams. Hey, what is up? Welcome to the Pre-PT Grind podcast, where we help you get into physical therapy school without wasting time or money. Our goal with these episodes is to give you clarity, confidence, and control over your ability to get into your dream schools as a future physical therapist. So if that's you, you're on the right podcast. And if you enjoyed this episode and other episodes, be sure to share them out with other friends, other pre-PT friends who you believe would value every single episode. We're here to help you get one step closer to your dream. And before we start this episode, we want to give you access to some of our best resources to help you get accepted into PT school despite having low GPAs, previous rejections, GRE struggles, and more. So go to www.ptschoolacceptance.com and we will take care of you from there. Have a blast listening to this particular episode. And if you enjoy it, be sure to share it out with other friends who you believe would value it as well. I'm going to show you how any student can dominate the GRE. If you're interested in becoming a physical therapist, this is the page to be on. And one of the big barriers that students have is the GRE exam. It stresses them out. And no, not every school requires the GRE, but for the schools that do, it's kind of important to them. So let's talk through it. Let's calm you down a little bit. But of course, I'm going to show you how one of our students recently did it and how you can do the same. Is that cool? But before I dive into it, my name is Joseph Zgugi. I'm a physical therapist. I am one of the co-founders of Pre-PT Grind, where for years we've helped students get into physical therapy school without wasting time or money. So if that's what you're trying to do, we're your people. So, but for today's training, I want to talk about the GRE. And for those of y'all that have thought back to times you've taken standardized tests, whether it was in high school or whatnot, most of us get a little nervous, right? Because we're like, oh, I didn't do that before, or I don't know how to perform well on them, or I have testing anxiety, or I don't know how to navigate through it. So I'm going to share a story with you. And then, of course, I'm going to give you some next steps that will help you dominate the GRE, okay? So one of our students, so we have a coaching program called The Accepted System. If you want to find out more about it, go to acceptedsystem.com and we got you. But one of our students recently sent me a text message. It was this month, right? Sent me a text message, super, super excited, and said, Joseph, I just retook the GRE and got a 321. So 321, if you didn't know, is a really good score. For a lot of schools, and it depends on the program, but for a lot of schools, if you get a 300, that's pretty decent. That's competitive, right? But a 321 is, I didn't even get a 321. And so now the backstory is, this student had taken the GRE twice before, right? The first time they took the GRE, it wasn't the score they needed. The second time they took it, and I'll even read it right here. They said that the second time my score went down, basically because I got in my head. A lot of this, like, certain things that were going on, and just got in their head, and their score actually got worse. Now, as a student, what happens, or where does your mind go if you try something once, it doesn't go as planned, and you try it again, and it goes worse, right? What do you think? Maybe this thing isn't meant for me. Like, maybe I can't pass the GRE. Maybe I can't do well on a standardized test like this one. Maybe I need to apply to schools that maybe don't need the GRE. And so, and one of the things, and here's a little offshoot or a little side note, and the reason why this is important, by the way, is because one of the principles that we teach students is, when you're applying to physical therapy programs, you want to apply to the schools that are the best match for you, meaning stats-wise, cost-wise, location-wise, and there's certain things that we look at. So what happens if the best schools that have the highest probability of you potentially getting a yes if you do the right things and based off of where you're at in your journey, what if they need the GRE? Are you going to avoid those schools to potentially apply to schools that, and it depends on your situation, but to apply to schools that might not be as good of a match? Because that is part of it. It's not the whole thing, but it is part of it. But because they don't require the GRE exam, I'm going to apply there. That's not always the case. And if you don't want to waste time and you don't want to have to apply and reapply over and over again, you want to just kind of pay attention to the things that are critical if you want to have a good chance of getting in. And so for many of you, that means that, okay, I guess I have to deal with the GRE at some point, which is why this training is very important. But crazy thing is this, that the second time this student took the GRE, like I said, score went down, got in their head. Third time though, they get this really cool score, this 321. And so let's talk about what happened in between the second time they took it and the third time. So one of the big things was, they actually got expert help. So one of the biggest things, especially with the application process, whether it's with the GRE, whether it's with having low grades, whether it's past rejections, a lot of us are slow to ask for help, and for different reasons. So we're slow to ask for help because, I don't know, getting into PT school is somewhat competitive, right? So I'm kind of used to me against the world type of thing. Some of us, it's just hard to ask for help because we've never really had to, right? For some of us, we fear that it'll make us look weak. For some of us, we fear that other people will judge us, or we fear that that if I'm asking for help, then I really might not be good enough. And I mean, let me stop you there. At every single stage of my journey, y'all, I have asked for help. It's probably one of the smartest things that I have done. I still do it in business. I do it at every single stage because there's always someone who's figured it out. Y'all listen, like asking for help is like the ultimate cheat code. Think about it. It's not you being weak. It's the ultimate cheat code. You know why? Because whatever you're struggling through, somebody else has already struggled through it. So they struggle through it. Why not ask them to help you not make the same mistakes? Like it almost makes too much sense. And so for this student, yo, I'm gonna ask for help. Now he ended up joining one of our coaching programs. And like I said, if you wanna find out more about that, go to acceptedsystem.com. But when he joined the program, he was like, do y'all help students dominate the GRE? And I was like, yeah, we have an entire branch built out for it. And so here's the answer he gave. So I asked him, I was like, what do you think the biggest difference was? He said the biggest change, I'm reading word for word. He said, the biggest change was that I had no choice but to be great. It was my last chance to boost my application. And honestly, I took all the GRE lessons to heart and trusted every step of it. So let's dissect that because he said a lot of stuff. So biggest change was that I had no choice but to be great. So a lot of students have backup plans, right? So when this is not just GRE related. So this applies to everything else. A lot of students are always thinking, I'm gonna give it a try, but if it doesn't work out, I'll try this. I'm gonna give it a try, but if this doesn't work, maybe I don't apply, or maybe I don't think I can be a PT, or maybe I apply to schools that don't need the GRE or whatever. But having backup plans, it's dangerous. Having backup plans is very dangerous because when you're playing with 1 foot forward, 1 foot back, you rarely go anywhere, or you're not as focused or locked in, and it costs you. It costs you in the form of not being as intentional when you're studying, not being as locked in, not, you know, just all the micro stuff that adds up. And so he's like, yo, like, I had no choice but to be great. It was my last chance to boost my application. So urgency. So he was like, all right, like, I am not wasting time. Everything I do from here on out, whether it's how I study, I mean, how many times have you studied for anything? And let's say you sat down and studied for 2 hours. You're like, okay, I just sat down. I studied for 2 hours. If you go back to that 2 hours, how much of that time was actually spent focused? Like, how many times do we start studying and then we're kind of in our heads and then we get distracted? We see something, you know, in the room, or if we're like somewhere public, we see somebody, we talk to them, we wave at them, or we pull out our phone, we go on TikTok, we go on Instagram. So it's not actually focused time, but we tell ourselves we studied for 2 hours or 1 hour or whatever. Now, here's the crazy thing. When you have urgency, when you're like, this is do or die, this is like get in or bust, what happens is your intentionality changes just like that. When you know that there's a lot on the line, you're like, yo, I ain't playing around. So what that means is now when I'm studying, and this is important because even with the GRE, I just noticed that a lot of students, and we will talk strategy here in a few moments, but a lot of students end up just like looking at the book and they're like, okay, I put in 4 hours. I had a student a few years ago who was like, you know, I've been studying for like 4 hours a day. And I was like, for how long? For about 6.5 months. And I was like, how'd you do? I was like, every time I take the test, it gets worse. I was like, okay, there's gotta be something that has to change. And so those are some of the things, but be like, remember, no backup plans, but also urgency. And then he says, honestly, I took all the GRE lessons to heart and trusted every step of it. So what that says is layered, right? So it says that number one, he had a blueprint of something that had been proven that could help him do well on the GRE. Now here's the cool part. The cool part is when he had that blueprint, he said, I'm going to trust that blueprint. Because a lot of times, especially with the GRE, there's a lot of resources that exist. And so what happens is you can be given one strategy, but at the same time, you're like, and then there's this other strategy, and then there's this other tool here, and then my friend has this over here, and then this. And so you're following so many methodologies. It's almost, here's an example, it's almost like sports, right? I don't know how familiar you are with basketball or football or whatnot, but it's almost like in sports. Imagine if one team, like, I'm a diehard Laker fan, clearly. So imagine the Lakers. So LeBron James and the team on the Lakers, they have one style of play. They have a certain game plan in terms of how they do what they do. But then at the same time, imagine if the players were also like, okay, we're gonna learn our entire system, and then we're gonna mix in the system of the San Antonio Spurs, and then we're gonna mix in the system of the Detroit Pistons, and then we're gonna mix in some of the system of Miami. It's just all this, it's a collage of just different strategies. And when you start thinking of it like that, you'll realize, whoa, that's one of the reasons why I might feel overwhelmed. I'm hearing one thing from one person. You have to have something that's proven, that's worked for other people, that can give you a game plan and a strategy that'll help you figure out your biggest weaknesses, Because that's the biggest thing with the GRE, right? If I have something that is built to help me find my biggest weaknesses, because when I'm studying for something, but I'm not studying for it based off of the things I struggle with, then I'm wasting time. And with the GRE, what do? We grab a prep book and we're like, okay, cool, I'm gonna go through it cover to cover. Or what do? We buy some online resource that has a templated plan, and that templated plan, we just go through it step by step. We do the little quizzes and all that stuff, thinking that we've actually studied something when you don't even, like, and even if that worked for one person, it doesn't mean that it's actually tailored around you. And so having a plan that helps you tailor a game plan, a study strategy around your weaknesses is huge. And so as a student, can I figure out what my biggest weaknesses are? And then from there, start to decipher, like, why am I getting some of those questions wrong? There's usually three reasons why you'll get questions wrong. It's usually a knowledge error, and we've talked about this in other trainings, but a knowledge error, an application error, or basically a test-taking error, or an unforced error type of thing. So knowledge error is just, I just do not know the information. I'm looking at it, you can give me a whole day, I won't know it. An application error is, I know the concept, but I'm not really good at applying the information I know. So those are the ones that I waste some time on, because I'm looking at the question, I'm like, oh man, give me like 30 seconds. I think I can figure out. If you give me 30 seconds, maybe I could figure it out. But then it takes away time from some of the other questions. And then the last one, which is the unforced errors, are the questions that you look at later and you're like, yo, I shouldn't have gotten these wrong. These are questions that I knew the process. I understood the question. And it wasn't a knowledge error. I knew how to apply it, but maybe my brain was getting tired. Maybe I was rushing because my pacing wasn't good. Maybe it's mental endurance. I mean, think about how long you have to stay focused for the exam. Those little things start to add up. And so I need to have a plan or a strategy or a blueprint that helps me do that. Now, we have one in our program, and this student was like, yo, I just trusted it, because trust is the last piece. Most students struggle, even if they have a really good resource, or most students struggle because they don't trust it. If I'm on a really good sports team, the reason why the best sports teams win is because the players on the team completely trust the game plan. They completely trust the coaching strategy. They completely trust the coaching philosophy, and that's how they win. Think about the Golden State Warriors, Steph Curry. I mean, these guys have they have changed how sports is done. I'm not here to talk about basketball. I could talk sports all day long, but I'm trying to create a parallel. So you're like, oh, I can see how this works. Trust. So many of you have access to resources, but you don't fully trust them. You're so concerned about missing out on something else that another student has that you are just all over the place. And that being all over the placeness, I don't even know that's the word, that being all over the placeness, you know, just saying words, but that, like, you being spread out like that, it is costing you big. And it's creating way more work, way more stress, way more anxiety, way more overwhelm. And it's costing you the ability to do well on things like the GRE, or to be a strong applicant and do well when you retake classes, and so on and so forth. And that is the key. If you can figure that out, you will have a much higher chance of getting a yes from a PT program. And that is the secret to how anyone can dominate the GRE. Why? Because anyone can do that. But most of us are not willing to ask for help. And if you're not willing to ask for help, you know, I mean, try hard. But for a lot of students, that's where their acceptance is lost. That's where their GRE score is lost. And be also careful what you say about yourself, right? When students say things like, I'm just not good at standardized tests. Are you sure? Like, maybe you just never learned how to study for a standardized test. Maybe you just never learned how to perform on a standardized test. Maybe you just never learned how to take a standardized test and know what to look for. Be careful, because what happens is when we start telling ourselves, I'm not good at this, I'm just that, and it's always something negative, we start to identify ourselves with it, and that's how we just show up to the world. Yeah, I'm just not good at tests. Yeah, I'm just not good at sciences. Oh yeah, chemistry and physics, I'm just not good at that type of stuff. Yet. Can y'all just say, I'm not good at it yet, right? And when you start adding that yet, it changes the questions you start to ask. It changes where you look. It changes what you focus on. And that's the key to being one step closer to not only passing a test or whatnot, but also to your dream of becoming a physical therapist. And that's the key. That's the key. So I hope this was helpful. I really do. And if this is something you want to listen to again, just go back and listen to it again. Take your time, process it. And then, of course, if this is something you're like, yo, I have friends and peers that need to hear more about this, please share this with them. And be sure to like, subscribe. We got plenty more. Plenty more. We have plenty from the past as well, if you've recently found us. But lastly, for those of you that feel stuck and you're like, yo, I want access to a blueprint that I can lean on like that student did, then go to www.acceptedstrategy.com, schedule a call with one of our team members, and let's figure out your situation. Let's talk through it. Let's see where you're at. Let's talk game plan. And then, of course, if we have a resource that can help, we will help you. So that's it. I hope this was valuable. I hope you have an amazing rest of your day. We'll see you on the next training. Bye.
What is up, guys? You've been listening to the Pre-PT Grind podcast, where we don't just help you get into PT school, but our mission is to make you the best physical therapist you can possibly be. And I have a quick question for you. Did you enjoy this episode? And if you did, I want to ask a huge favor. See, the biggest thing that helps this podcast grow and that will spread our message of helping pre-PTs get into physical therapy school without wasting time and money is if you rate, review, and subscribe to the Pre-PT Grind podcast. What this basically does is tell the platforms out there that we're on is that you like our stuff, that we're doing something right, and that we're bringing value to you all, our audience. So if you could take about 3 seconds out of your day to rate, review, and subscribe to the Pre-PT Grind podcast and tell your friends about Pre-PT Grind, we would be forever, forever grateful to all of you. So thank you again for listening to another episode of the Pre-PT Grind podcast. We will see you on the next one.